Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, 7 Silly Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check out his writings. His blog is there and all the things that will help you get smarter. You'll thank me later. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about risk mitigation, what we can do out here on Main Street to mitigate the risk of global economic volatility, of global geopolitical volatility. And, you know, we've talked about dealing with our bigger customers. We talked about having a better plan for mitigation, which is the customer thing is part of that. Another thing that we have to deal with, we have to try to mitigate the risk for, and this is probably even harder, Sam, and that's the impact of an overbearing government and laws. Yeah. with the ratcheting up of laws and taxes and regulations that's literally sucking the life out of the economy right now.
Well, it makes fear of regulatory, first regulations generally, but fear of being in a non-compliance with regulation is something that keeps us up at night. So what are we going to do? The first thing we do is we better have somebody on our team who we rely on to keep us up to date on these things. That would be either a general counsel. Most of us are not big enough to have our own internal general counsel, but we better have a law firm that in which it's clear that we want them, that we rely on them to ensure that we are up to date on our thing. And that's just a cost we have to bear, because the bigger cost is being non-compliant and getting distracted with trying to defend or fix something after the fact.
And there are other organizations too that can help us be in compliance besides law firms. And
well, our trade associations.
That's exactly right. The industry trade association, but also your accounting firms, and also Sam, there are HR firms out there that can help you with a lot of the things, a lot of the regulatory stuff that's really overbearing for companies these days.
Yeah.
From an employment standpoint. There's a lot of help out there, and that allow you to stick to your knitting, and that's all part of the mitigation process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now imagine yourself in our own business. We typically can do something when we have an employee. For example, when we have an employee that can't function in the function, but when we look at the news and see this gal being put in jail because she won't her religion prevents
right.
her from doing her job.
Right.
You know, in most of us, we'd say, well, if your religion prevents you from doing the job, we just need you to go do whatever you want to do at another company.
Right. Leave.
And goodbye. Thank you very much. But we're reaching a state now where it's impossible to let somebody go if they can't fulfill their job. There's another gal who recently converted to Muslim,
and Islam,
as a result, she's told her boss that she can't do things now that she used to do because she now is Muslim and she needs to be accommodated. And you know, where are we getting to?
Well, this is a complexity of the marketplace that's happening. These are some of these are risks, and this is where you come back to these professionals that can help you, whether it be an accounting firm, a law firm, or an HR firm that provides those kinds of services. But definitely, it's becoming more and more complicated to be a business owner. And Sam, those chickens are coming home to roost in the entrepreneurial, the drop in entrepreneurship in America in the last 6 years.
Yeah. What? What has driven
there are
our
fewer
economy
people starting businesses. And by the way, I want the record to show I predicted this in 09. You can go back and look, folks. I predicted that that the next few years we would have fewer and fewer small businesses in America. And that's come to pass.
Yeah.
Because of what you're talking about, Sam.
Well, there are fewer because it's more complicated. There are fewer because it's more risky. And that the regulatory complications are a factor make it more risky and more difficult.
So, folks, look around and take Sam's advice. He's got a great article. Is your minimizing risk article up on your website, Sam?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Look, go to Norwood Analytics. You can find out more about this right there at Sam's website. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.